there is the possibility of a breakout. And
Mr. Miller, let me just jump in here. Mr. Miller, let me just jump in here. You just talked about there's no diversion at the moment, but possibly in the future that there could be a diversion. And we're talking about, let's look at some of the parties that are involved here. We're talking about, for example, the United States. The United States is an entity that has actually used WMDs in many, many places and still do. So if we're looking at possibilities of what could happen, then is it fair to even have an entity like the United States even involved in pointing the finger at Iran? Because Iran has not, you just said yourself, as you said, the moment, and you cannot prove any type of diversion, but perhaps in the future. Well, if you're looking at the future, we already have the past and the present, for example, of an entity like the United States. So isn't it hypocritical for Washington to point the finger at Tehran?
Well, I mean, the last time that America used a nuclear bomb was 1945.
Does it make a difference, sir? I mean, those people in Japan are still suffering. Does it make a difference? One, and WMD, sir, used in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places currently.
Well, nothing on the scale of a nuclear bomb. And anything that is used by the Americans is targeted at the military, the enemy, the military, not at civilians. A nuclear bomb obviously has the potential to wipe out millions of people. It's totally indiscriminate. And because, unfortunately, of some of the comments that have come out of the Iranian regime, it's just made these countries find it very difficult to trust.
Okay, stay
Iran
with me.
With
stay with me, sir. We're
going to
cross over. I
got to
get our Facebook.
Bomb.
Stay with me. We're going to cross over and get our Facebook comments on this. Let's switch over and check out what some of our viewers have written on the wall.
The world pushes Iran to give up nuclear capacity at the same time Israeli terrorists attempt to stomp out Palestinians in Gaza. Coincidence? The West is not likely to agree with Iran's nuclear vision. Iran's foreign minister has emphasized the need for trust. Will the West do so with a paranoid Israel? Not likely. Put more bans on Iran. Don't let them make a nuclear bomb. Sanction Israel for war crimes and genocide and leave Iran alone. More sanction, please. No deal until Israel is there. Why is the US imposing sanctions on Iran as they also have hundreds of nuclear warheads and have used them against other countries?
Well, how do you see it, Mr. Khoshchashme? Do you see a type of a hypocritical policy or hypocrisy in dealing with some of the entities that are actually involved in these talks with Iran? And do you think it is beyond the nuclear issue? Is there something else that is behind this animosity?
Oh, yes. Of course, there is no need for me to mention that we have the United States, as you mentioned, which has been the only, actually it's been the first to develop a nuclear bomb, and also it used it twice, at least, in the World War II. A country, as the Supreme Leader of Iran has repeatedly stressed, a country like the United States, which has used atomic bombs and killed hundreds of thousands of people, it cannot judge Iran. If there is to be any kind of judgment, that's the first thing. Of course, there is hypocrisy. You can see the Israeli regime with around 200 to 400 nuclear warheads, and it's not a party to any kind of international treaty. Its installations, its atomic weapons and facilities are not going under any kind of control or monitoring by any international agency or by the UN. It's no party to the NPT, actually. That's one thing that everybody is aware of. But the second point, which is very, very important, is that since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, the Islamic Republic came up with some kind of ideology and, you know, the kind of policies and approaches which have been running counter to the United States' interests in this part of the world, which is the most, which happens to be the most strategic and important part and region in the globe. Now, the point is that the United States has tried a lot in the last 35 years to stop Iran and to change Iran's ruling system. It incited Saddam Hussein to invade Iran. It used coup d'etat, various colorful revolution programs and regime change plans for Iran have been at work all throughout the last 35 years. And they have always failed, despite the fact that the same tools have worked for them in the different parts of the world, in Central Asia and other parts. But the last tool that they could use against Iran was actually the sanctions. Now, last year, the Iranian Supreme Leader said, if we resolve our nuclear problem with the West, that's a very important point. The West, the US actually, will seek another excuse, and if we resolve that and remove that excuse, again and again and again, they will resort to other excuses, and that's true. A senator who's been behind actually the sanctions against Iran's crude supplies to its customers throughout the world, he mentioned last spring that there was a question if what happens if your problem, the United States problem with Iran's nuclear program, is resolved. And the answer was, actually, we're not trying to resolve Iran's nuclear program. We are trying to change the Iranian regime or change it into a kind of country which is no more a trouble for us in that region.
Okay,
we
stay
will
with
continue
me.
With
stay
human
with me,
rights
Mr.
and missile program. Just a second. Okay. I'm sorry. We will continue, he said, quote unquote, we will continue actually with other problems that we have with this regime. One is its missile program, the other one is human rights. And you can now see that in the last 3 months, they've been trying a lot. The United States and its European allies okay. have been trying a lot
to include these things. All right, let me get Mr. Millett in here. I'm so sorry, I got to get Mr. Millett back in on this. Mr. Millett, your take on what our guest has just said. It appears that if you look at the whole spectrum of what has been taking place between the United States especially and the Islamic Republic of Iran over the last 35 years, that Washington has a problem with the existence of the Islamic Republic, with the system of the Islamic Republic. So if that is the case, do you think that, as our guest has said, that even if this is resolved, there will always be something else? Because the actual goal is not really to punish Iran or to pressure Iran because of its nuclear program. It is actually to change the government of the Islamic Republic.
No, I think this is, well, these talks are genuinely over the potential nuclear program. And the concerns are solely about that because of the history of Iranian hiding the program and also the comments, for example, from your own station reported that Israel is a cancer that should be removed. This was by the Supreme Leader. But it was an interesting comment from my colleague in Tehran, bringing in Israel and saying Israel has nuclear weapons, which is saying, well, look, Israel has weapons, therefore we in Iran should have a nuclear weapon. Now, whether Israel has or not, Israel's never admitted to having nuclear weapons, but these are admissions. When you bring in Israel, you are actually admitting virtually that, well, they've got them, we should also have them. And these comments that coming from my colleague in Iran and other commentators and analysts in Iran are adding to the concern that, well, yes, Iran is seeking a nuclear bomb.
Okay, that's an interesting point of logic. Interesting logic, Mr. Millett. And of course, I don't think you want to bring up Israel right now if we look at the current situation and what's happening in Gaza. But getting back to Tehran, we're almost out of time. Your final comments, sir. What happens if this doesn't work, if there is no agreement that comes about? Tehran.
Oh, yeah. First of all, let me just give a small answer to this point that
very limited time, sir. You have
okay,
1 minute total.
Just one point. I didn't say that they have the Israeli regime has a nuclear bomb, so Iran should also have it. That's a falsification of my remarks. And I said it's no party to any treaty, and it should go under treaty. The Israeli regime. When there is an Israel, armed Israel, there shouldn't be any stress on Iran because we don't have any kind of nuclear weapon, but they have. That's one thing. Number two, to wrap up everything. I repeat my first statement. The United States and the West should stop their excessive demands, and they should stop including other demands that they have recently raised in the midst of the talks, like Iran's missile program and also the human rights issues, because this is a one-time chance, as Iranian foreign minister has said. The other side, the United States and its allies, can make history along with Iran and reach an agreement if they stop their excessive demands and show that they are satisfied with a win-win game when everybody is satisfied.
We're out of time. I appreciate both my guests for being with me. Out of London, Mr. Richard Millett, journalist and political commentator. And out of Tehran, Sayed Mostafa Khoshchesh, political commentator. And as always, viewers, we appreciate you being right here on this debate. Join us same time, same place tomorrow. I'm Marzia Hashemi, signing out from Tehran. Thank you so much and goodbye.